Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
98.7 Simon. Now, when I say Hootie, you don't say who. Hootie! Ah, very good, very good. Hey,
what?
Welcome to Thursday morning on the Get Up Show with Sean and Charlie and Maddie here. And here's a trend that I never thought I'd see come back, but some people are all into it. Short shorts on men back this summer. You wait and see.
They've already been creeping that way.
Yeah, way up.
Over the past couple summers, the frat boys love them.
Oh, it's the worst. Oh, I hate that too when you buy them and you don't realize, like, I don't ever try anything on.
Yeah.
I get home and I'm like, no, it's too much thigh.
But then do you ever wear them again after you've tried them on or do they go back?
Only if I forgot about it. Like, I forgot that those are the ones because I don't want to throw them out because I just got them.
But then what do you do? Do you wear them out anywhere? You just wear them around the house? Do you terrify your neighbors and wear them doing yard work? What do?
All of the above,
generally. Oh, my God.
I don't, excuse me, I don't hate them, though. I mean, they can be too short, but I like the ones that are kind of mid-thigh.
Are you serious right now?
Well, they're way better than those long shorts that guys wore down to their ankles.
I disagree entirely.
Yeah,
I don't think you can get your shorts long enough. For me, I can't get my shorts long enough. I just like to get a breeze in
you
there.
You don't wear shorts.
I almost want someone to go, is that a capri pant on that man? And then I'm like, no, it's just long shorts, sir.
No, yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, these are my longs. They said that there was a guy on This Is Us the other day who was wearing his teeny weeny pants, as they called them, with his thighs hanging all out, and people fell in love with it, and now that's what's coming for all men this summer. Tiny little old NBA Larry Bird shorts is what we got to look forward to. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Not on me. I'll be wearing my, what do you call it, Insane Clown Posse.
Your Jinkos.